الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وكان الإنسان عجولا، فقال تعالى: خلق الإنسان من عجل. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: العجلة من الشيطان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, elders, as we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this world so that one day we will all have to leave. And the context in which I prepared this talk, one was the demise of our regular musallis, those that used to frequent the masjid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus and give sabr to their families. And if you notice, the last few days were very hot days. The temperature was very hot. So the context in which we prepared this talk was in a very hot environment. And now, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a cool day. What is the topic for today? The topic is haste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an intrinsic characteristic, an innate nature that He has created every human being with, and this is called haste, al-ajal in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا, that man, he is filled with haste in his heart. Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجْلٍ, man was created from haste. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْعَجْلَةُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, and haste is from shaitan. Then there are the ayat of the Quran that say you must haste. سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, and hasten, compete with each other towards the maghfirat of Allah in the jannat of Allah ta'ala. Other ayat have سَارِعُوا, haste. So this concept of haste we would like to explore today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called this dunya also something of haste, where He says, Kalla bal tuhibbuna al-ajila, nay, but you love that which is haste. What do you mean by that? That man loves that he should be rewarded instantly, instead of having an expectation, a greater expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is going to be an eternal life in which whatever the needs I have in this world, at this time, there will also be the needs of that life. But man would rather prefer to build a palatial home in this world than have one in the akhirah. He would rather have honor and dignity instantly in this world than sacrifice it for the hereafter. He would rather be wealthy and healthy in this world at this moment than having it in the akhirah. This is the preference that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran. That is a wrong preference. This concept of haste is so entrenched in insan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that you do so many things wrong, and don't you sometimes think that as much as whenever you ask for something good, you want Allah ta'ala to give it to you instantly. وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرَّ, if Allah ta'ala had to equally retribute you for the wrong that you do instantly, وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ أَشَّرَّ إِسْتِعْجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ. As much as they hasten or they want Allah to hasten the good to come to them. لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. By now we all would have been perished. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attribute, His quality, that when man does wrong, He gives him respite. He allows him time. That I will not catch you as soon as you do something wrong, but He will give you respite. Unfortunately, man abuses this respite and he feels, well, nothing's happening to me, so I can indulge more. There are instances in the Quran where man is so desperate to prove his point and to establish that he is right, to the extent that they will even say to the Prophet of that time that you came to us and you're speaking about Iman and an eternal bliss and some benefit that will come upon us if we accept your way. At the same time, you extol certain punishments and hardships that we are going to get if we don't accept you. But we will not accept you. We have made up our mind that we will not follow what you have brought. We will not bring Iman and we don't want to follow this way of life. And insistently, to make sure that everybody knows that what we are standing on is correct, just to prove our point, they would say, Rabbana ajjil lana qittana qabla yawm al-hisab. Oh Allah, if that is a case, then why don't bring the azab now? That is how insistent insan is when he wants to, and that's how expedient he is when he wants to prove his point, that even he says, even if evil has to come on me, but I have to prove that I am right, let the evil come also, let the harm come. So after establishing that a man, he is built or is born with this hastiness, and whatever he wants it right now. Then we go into what is the meaning of this haste that is mentioned in Quran, and what is implied by this haste. But before we get into Quran, just as a general nasiha, as a general advice to each one of us, and the intent is that we're still in the first month, the last day of the first month of the new year. Maybe we could change our attitude and we can take cognizance of how we are living and how we should be living, and just think about a general haste, an outward physical haste, and what does it bring to our lives. Don't we notice that in our social relationships, whenever something goes wrong, go to the source. Ask yourself why something went wrong here. I came into the house so happily, and after a few minutes, there's a dispute. We're fighting. Why is that? Because there was one individual that wanted something done at that time, or wanted something from you, or you wanted from another person, and they didn't understand your haste to have that fulfilled, and this made you angry, and that burst into an argument, a dispute. Going to the shop, you want something done, and that person who you greeted so nicely this morning, suddenly, because of that pressure that you have brought upon yourself to achieve something, you are swearing that person. You are abusing him. See? The source of all this is that expedience, that haste that you have within you, to the extent that social relationships end in an ultimate prohibition of living together. Something like talaq. See? People don't even think. The outcome of this haste that is that you are insisting on at that moment. Likewise, On a general note, when those healthy people speak to us about genetically modified foods and fast foods, what they speak mainly about is that because these types of foods that we are eating haven't been through a normal process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that Allah ta'ala has decreed, therefore they have an outcome that is not healthy. The mad cow disease stems from feeding a cow with meat, which is not normal.